as a part of the dialogue.
I can tell American stories to help us remember who we really are. That's my job.
The Glenn Beck Program. Weekday mornings at 10 on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM. Let's face it, life isn't fair.
Life is not fair.
You work hard, you play by the rules, and still you feel like you're barely treading water. What's even more frustrating? Your neighbor, you know? The guy that makes so much money, he's got Benjamin falling out of his Gucci shorts. It's tough out there. And we know you could use some good news for a change. Introducing the 50K Payday. It's your chance to win $50,000 just by listening to Wood Radio. You could win $1,000 instantly and qualify for a shot at 50 grand. The 50K Payday. Get details now at woodradio.com.
Listen for University of Michigan football presented by Meyer and by your auto owner's insurance agent, the Melton McFadden Agency, Burr & Company, and the Dan Pfeiffer Lincoln Automotive Group. Michigan Wolverine football presented by Meyer. Let's go blue.
There's a new place for high school sports in West Michigan, and it's PrepSemi.com. I'm Wood Radio's Brett Piketer. Remind you, PrepSemi.com is the place for West Michigan high school football. Conference standings, game previews, in-game scoring updates, and much more. Get it all at PrepSemi.com.
The votes are in.
In Kenwood, the mayor's race goes to Stephen Kessler, topping Sharon Brink.
Steve Moss has won the mayoral race in the city of Granville, beating Randall Gelderloss with 1,830 votes to Gelderloss's 1,345 votes.
The call to combine governments in Saugatuck and Douglas failed.
The Republican wins in New Jersey. A Democrat wins in Virginia.
For West Michigan's most dependable election coverage,
Grand Rapids Parks millage failed.
Turn to News Radio Wood 1300 at 106.9 FM.
From the Ed Cohn Automotive Group Studios.
WOOD Grand Rapids. WOOD FM is King.
This is News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Bill Vitka. Winners and losers. Terry McAuliffe is one of the winners, elected governor of Virginia, and invoking the name of the celebrated Virginian, Thomas Jefferson, in his victory speech.